Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Ann Ortley. My name is, I'm an astrologer, and I normally broadcast from my bright red desk in New York, but today I am broadcasting from my hotel room in Tempe, Arizona. I just came up from the swimming pool where it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 3:30 now, and I'm broadcasting to you here, from here, about the week of September 26th to October 2nd. I just attended a really wonderful medieval astrology class conference with Demetra George, Chris Brennan, and Ben Dykes were the speakers. It was great, hosted by AFA out here in Arizona. Learned a lot of really cool stuff, including the releasing of the bounds. Doesn't that sound very cool? Which we'll be integrating as I learn more and more about medieval astrology into the show. But really what we really do try and do here at the Weekly Weather is talk to you about what's coming this week ahead, how do you work with it, how do you help yourself have the best life you can have with a lot of crazy stuff going on in the heavens and in the world right now. So that's the focus, that's the goal, that's the point of the show. And what we're going to talk about this week is we have a couple of aspects setting off that little, it's separating now, it's not really a T-square anymore. Saturn has moved out of orb, but from the medievalists, it's still a T-square, so we can still call it a T-square, even though technically, with my orb definitions, it's not. But we do have that T-square that formed last August, a year ago, that we have been working with, that is the one that is shaking up our world. And if you think about all the people in your life who are going through major evolutionary changes somewhere in their chart, i.e. the Capricorn house, or feeling like they want to run away and go join the circus, or they want to explode because they can't take it anymore. That's the Aries house. Or they're struggling with their relationships and figuring out how they want to set boundaries and what kinds of things they want to do for the next 30 years, which, of course, causes a little bit of stress. That's the Libra house. And then, of course, in the Cancer house this week, we have Hades stationing. So whenever a planet stops in a house, it brings us back to the real fundamentals of Cancer, in this case, nurturing, caring, what's truly deeply important to us. As he stations to go retrograde, we all go, okay, time to come up with a new definition of what our hell is or what our heaven is, I guess, because heaven and hell are here. And we had, one of the lectures this week was on the weekend was on the Stoic, the different kinds of philosophy and the Stoics. And they said, well, what were you? You know, and everybody had to kind of think about their personal philosophy of astrology and what the old guys used to think. And the Stoics were basically, you know, this is your chart. It sucks. Suck it up. And so not my worldview. I'm much more of the Hermetic tradition. How can we change this reality and make it a little better if we know what's coming? So that's the idea of the show, and hopefully we will be able to take some callers because we've got some extra time, because it's not that busy of a week, and because I left my moon calendar in New York, so I can't actually even tell you where the moon is, other than I know we have a new moon on Tuesday when it's in Libra at 4 degrees. So I know we have a new moon this week, so that I do know on Tuesday, which means then the moon will be in Libra Tuesday, Wednesday, it'll be in Scorpio Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday will be in Sag. But other than that, I don't have my moon calendar. And I only have an ephemeris to 2000, so I don't have 2011 on me. But we will talk about the other planets, which are actually pretty busy this week. So what we see for the sun, it goes from 3 degrees of Libra to 9 degrees of Libra. And what it's going to be doing is waking up every planet in your chart in those degrees. So look at your chart, see if you have anything between 3 and 9. Now, the sun in Libra is following the path that Saturn has been sitting in since last July 26th, okay, Saturn went into Libra for good. I mean, he tinkered around in the November of 2009, but that was really just kind of to bother you. So now his sun's in Libra, and it's come along, and it's going to trace the path that Saturn has been working on really since last summer, 2010, July 26th. So what's going to happen is the old lord of the lord of fate and karma has been rolling along. He's now at like 17. But he's busy, you know, he's been busy making you get clear about what you want in relationship structures, how you want to change your relationships. So last year, he focused on your individual personal relationships. This year, he's going to be focusing on your, right now, he's focusing on your relationships to groups. And then the next thing he's going to be focusing on is your relationship to your siblings, to your family, to your communication skills, which will be more once we get into November timeframe. But right now, he's really working on you to say, okay, what are your hopes and dreams? Because he's in the Aquarius decan of Libra. He's also saying to you, what's your relationship to your groups? Who are your groups? Who are your people? What's your clan going to look like as you go forward? What are your visions of how you're going to communicate and relate in a group environment? And then you're going to take the personal relationships that you formed since July of last year, and those are kind of now being asked, do you want to keep them? Do you want to get rid of them? So I have a number of clients that are going through, I want to kill him and name him, or I want to marry them. I've proposed to them. I've got one that's looking at wedding dates, a little anxiously because she's got a lot of Aquarius in her chart. We're all kind of in the position now of saying, what is our vision of relationship? What is our vision of partnership? What do we want for the next 29 years? I know that sounds like such a long time. It is. It's a long time. And that's why it's so important. Because the seeds are that you're planting now are the seeds you're going to live with for the next 29 years, especially the ones between now and November 4th. Okay, because those are the ones that are, Saturn is not going to pass through this way again. He's going through it now, and he's out of here. And he's off into the later degrees of Libra, but this little chunk, 17 to 22, that he's in now, between now and November 4th, he only goes through once. You don't get a second chance. So the decisions that you make now are really, really permanent. They're really lasting decisions about what your direction in life that you want to head is, about your vision of what's possible for yourself, about what your dream of relationship is. And Saturn in the sign of relationships, partnerships, balance, fairness, seeking equanimity, seeking equality, seeking relationships, seeking a give and take, a back and forth. When we're faced with relationships that challenge those areas of us, we then are responding to it with a Saturnian energy, like we're going, well, I don't want that. Or perhaps because for the first time in our life, we're in an equal relationship with someone that sees our shit, excuse my French, and knows us really well and knows how when to leave us and when, knows when to fold them and when to go, when to count the money, we then freak out because we've never had an equal relationship. Or we're being asked to make a commitment to a partnership, commitment to relationship. And it's a very, very intense time. Now, this week, interestingly, because the sun comes through and Mercury comes through those two points and wakes up what Saturn's journey has been, the sun is going to enlighten it and throw some sunshine on it and help us all see it better. And then Mercury is actually going to combust the sun. Now, when Mercury has combusted the sun, he does not differ in the sun's opinions. Remember, when planets are within 15 degrees of the sun, they tend to think like the sun because the sun's a damn big guy up there. And he kind of says, I'm the boss, especially out here in Phoenix, the sun is really bright. He's like, I'm the boss, this is the way it's going to be. So when Mercury joining with the sun this week on the 28th, which is Wednesday, Mercury and the sun are going to be united in their commitment and in their communication to each other. And they're going to be very clear that this is what they believe. This is what's truly deeply important. Now, right before that, the sun is going to square Pluto on the 28th. So the square to Pluto says, okay, I see the triangle, I see the commitment, I see the relationship I'm partnering with. I understand it, I see it clearly, I know this is what I want to do. Or, sun square Pluto, I'm not sure I want to do this. I think I do. This is a pretty big commitment for me to make. And, of course, you say, yeah, 29 years. And they go, 29 years, that's a really long time. And then you say, okay, break it into subsets, the next 7 years. Very often when I'm talking to a person who's debating about whether to stay or go in a relationship, I say, well, you're in this window now. And if you don't do it, you're going to be there for the next 7 years. And they go, really? And I'm like, yeah, because that's the next time you're going to really feel the impetus to move, change, or leave, because Saturn will be back bothering you 7 years from now. But, this is your window period. And I actually had a woman, she was a very lovely Libra, but she had Venus joined Pluto in Virgo. Of course, Venus is in its fallen Virgo joint Pluto. You know, it kind of makes it even worse. And, you know, we had talked for probably about a year about her leaving partners, staying, going, maybe staying, maybe going, and kind of back and forth. And, of course, with Pluto, there were triangles involved. And interestingly, a triangle I didn't even know was involved was me with another astrologer. She was dating somebody else. No, that's okay. You can see as many astrologers as you want. But, it, you know, when we got towards the end of the thing, I said, you know, the window's shutting here. You know, you're about to lose the window of leaving. You know, so you know, you need to make a decision or it's going to shut and then you're going to be in there for another 7 years. She goes, well, you know, it's interesting, you know, because I've been seeing this other astrologer. And I'm like, oh, okay, good. What, you know, what the other astrologer say? And she said, well, you know, I got really angry with him, you know, because 7 years ago, of course, Saturn here, 7 years ago, he, you know, I was thinking about leaving and he said to me, well, you're not going to leave. And, you know, so, you know, I decided not to see him anymore. And I kind of looked at her and I went, well, 7 years later, you still haven't left. He wasn't wrong. And she's like, I know. And I'm like, okay. So, you know, a lot of times the reality is we don't really want to see our life. And the whole thing with the big old guy with the rings around him is he wants us to look at our life. He's really clear that there's a consciousness that we can bring to bear on our choices. And, you know, and I thought it was really funny that she got very mad at this astrologer who said, well, you know, and you're not going to leave him. And, of course, with her Venus in Virgo and joined to Pluto, she was too afraid to go. And so in the time we were talking, I was like, well, you know, you can, but if you don't, you know, this is your window. And then you'll, you know, you'll come up with a new way to live. You know, it's not like if we don't leave, or we don't pull the plug on a bad relationship, that we're doomed to be tortured. We can adjust how we live in it. You know, we see that all the time. If we watch the marriages in the public eye, when Tipper and Al Gore announced they were getting divorced, it was clear he had been off making his, you know, an inconvenient truth, and she was doing whatever she was doing, and they'd kind of lived a separate life for a while already. And no biggie. You know, not mad, don't hate each other. Everybody's just doing their own thing, and they don't really cross paths that much. Excuse me, Mayor Bloomberg, when he got divorced, said to his wife, you know, I worked really hard and made a lot of money. I want to go have fun. So she's like, okay, go have fun. You know, and he still goes home for the holidays and hangs out, got a girlfriend, and they do kind of combo family Christmas things, family Hanukkah things. It's understanding that we have a choice about how we live our life. And Saturn in Libra is saying to you, I want you to define how you feel about your relationship to relationships. So we astrologers, we were all sitting, there's like 100 of us in this room having this conference this weekend, and they were like, okay, these are the four different philosophies that people generally adopt about astrology. You know, your fate, if you're stuck with it, you're going to, you know, turn into a bug and die. You know, there's different versions of it. You know, and I kind of was, I think I'm in the hermetic, you know, that you can understand this is what's coming. And then work with it. How do you work with it? How do you work with it productively to transform your life? So this week, the universe is going to be coming to you with the Sun and Mercury joined, and it's going to be saying to you, I want your opinion. You need to cast a vote for me, kid. You need to tell me what you want to, who you want to be in relationship, the kind of relationships you want to be in, what's important to you personally, and to give yourself permission to make that choice, to make that vote. I don't know where I get on the radio show and I start to cough. I do not understand. A bottle of water. I'm sitting by the pool for hours, no coughing. I get up here, I start talking, and I start coughing. I don't get it. All right. And so the Sun, a brief transgression there. The sun between 3 and 9 of Libra wakes up all those planets. And the Sun also joins with Mercury, making everybody very, very opinionated on Wednesday, after they've just gone through a power struggle on Monday, Tuesday. So Monday, Tuesday is a little bit of a power struggle because the Sun's approaching the square to Pluto, and it's saying to you to define clearly what you want your structures to be. Then once Mercury joins with the Sun and Mercury are of a mind, of like mind. They are very committed to each other, so it's very much a commitment energy. Then the Sun goes zooming along, and Mars, of course, is in an early degree of Leo. So Mars and the Sun talk to each other, and they have a wonderful time towards the end of the week on the 30th. And what we find is that there's an enormous connect. Let me just check and make sure this phone is still working. Yes. Okay, good. There's an enormous connect between the two of them as Mars and the Sun work. So you're going to find the 30th on feeling very, very productive or the really great desire to take action and to do things. We also have the Sun joining with the nodes of fate on October 1st, next Saturday. Now, when the Sun links up with the nodes of fate, we make a choice. And that can be a leave, a go, a commit, a stay. We can pull in someone really important that we didn't notice, that we hadn't seen before. Or we can meet someone totally new, because that connection to the nodes is very much a karma connection, meaning you're going to pull in someone that you're going to look at and go, wow, you're important. And you may not know it. The nice part about astrology is it tells you when you're going to meet somebody important. So I can say, oh, you're going to meet somebody important on this day, and the client will call back and say, you know, I met da 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 da. And so pay attention to who you meet on October 1st, because it's somebody important, and it's someone that's going to help you figure out what you want to do over the next chunk of your life. As the Sun goes across and lights up that Saturn path, he's going to take us back to that last summer. He's going to say to us, go back to last summer, see what you see, think about what happened then, what you thought about relationships. Now, as Saturn is going forward, the Sun is coming in, particularly when the Sun gets to 17 in a couple weeks, we are going to be making firm decisions about what we really want. Mercury, equally busy. Mercury is zipping along from 1 degree of Libra all the way to 12, so he's going to join the Sun and go past him. He's hurrying to catch up to Venus. He'll meet up with her next week, but this week he's a busy guy because he talks to stationing Hades, and he says, okay, I know that was hell, and I'm ready to let it go. So whatever has been hell in your life, you're going to have a conversation with it this week. And you're going to say, you know, this has really been hellish. I don't like this. And the conversation will probably happen Monday or Tuesday. With the idea being the new moon on Tuesday at 4 Libra is going to say to us, okay, now I'm ready to proceed and move forward and start a new version of partnership because I actually know what I want to do. Then we have Mercury opposite Uranus, of course, because Uranus is a 2. And so he is really getting a little bit of a wake-up call on Tuesday. And he also can have some harsh words on Monday because he's in conjunct to Chiron. Then Mercury plays with Neptune and Jupiter on the 27th, which means he gets inspired. And then, of course, he meets up with the Sun on the 28th, and he says to the Sun, look, you know, I think what our plan is this. Now, remember, if we think back on our mythology, what Mercury did, he was Zeus's kid that, you know, wasn't wanted. So he wanted his dad to notice him. So when he was born, he stole his brother's cows. And in stealing the cows, he got Apollo, the Sun, really, really mad. And Apollo was like, the little brat stole my cows. And Mercury's like, you know, and Mercury's mother, of course, is defending him. So they get in front of Zeus and they go through the whole thing. And afterwards, Zeus thinks Mercury's very cute because Mercury pooped on Apollo and stole his cows. And makes him the messenger of the gods. So now Mercury's gotten what he wants, which is to be recognized and noticed by his father. So there's going to be a little theme of being recognized or noticed by your authority figures this week. And then he realized he really had alienated his brother, Apollo. So he goes to try and fix the alienation. That's another theme for the week, fixing the alienation that we have, or really wanting to alienate somebody because we can't take it a minute more. That's the lower form. Higher form is fixing it. Lower form is, you know what, you're totally wrong. I'm mad as hell and I can't take it anymore. But Mercury is very, very active. So when we get to the 28th, after he finishes his conjunction with the Sun, he squares Pluto. So he's really there making a commitment and saying, I'm really... You know, I get how I really pissed you off, Apollo, by stealing your cows. But, you know, the reason I did it was I wanted Dad to notice me. And now that Dad has recognized me and made me his messenger, how about you and I get along and get along better? So what that means is there's a triangle that you've been working on in your life over the last however many, and you're going to get clear on that triangle this week. you're going to figure out what you want to do with it. So I have a number of clients that really have been struggling and trying to figure out what to do about the triangular relationships that they find themselves in. This is the week when we decide, okay? And understand that, there was a lot about fate and free will in this recent conference, that the planets invite us to understand through the transits we have that we have a choice in how we, one, react to things, but two, also what we allow ourselves to get upset about, and also the choices that get presented to us are really there to help us come to consciousness about our own issues. Everybody that you're having a relationship with right now is described somewhere in your chart. Any of the ones that are causing difficulties, I can even probably tell you their hair color and what they look like based on what's going on in your chart. Understanding this is part and parcel of, knowing that the chart is here, your soul is here, as it descended down through the different levels into the earth, and it said, this is what I want to do this time. That person in front of you that's causing you all the problems, or that's causing you such a joy, or that you're deciding what you want to do with, or you're renegotiating your relationship story with, or that you really want to kill, or that you really want to marry, that person is part of your path. So that if you understand that, what you're doing is you're giving it permission to gel clearly and to really speak to your vision of what you want. Because that's really what this is about. It's what does your soul truly want? What is your true vision? What inspires you? And this chunk of time with Saturn going in Libra, he's here saying, I gave you 9 months to figure this out. You're supposed to be clear on it. And, of course, Libra never wants to make a decision, wants to hedge its bets. A little of this, a little of that, do I really want, do I really have to decide? Yeah, you have to decide, because this is how we go forward. And maybe you want to drag all three people along with you. That's totally fine. Or maybe one person's going to say, you know what, I need you to make a commitment, and if you can't, I got to go. Or, never know. There could be some third version that we don't even anticipate yet, because Uranus is in the mix. And when Uranus is there, what he always reminds us is you can make a plan and you can do the best of your ability, but things will happen. And it might change up, and it very well might change up this week. So then Mercury hits the nodes. Mercury has an aspect to Mars because he's moving really fast, and same as the Sun does. And then Mercury goes flying along and joins up with Mars. So he's going to meet with Mars on the weekend, next weekend on the 1st, and the two of them are going to have a little sit-down. And when they sit and chat, there's often a very interesting up-and-down kind of energy, in the world, in the stock market, in terms of our ideas about things. So the Mercury conjunct Mars is important to note that it happens this week. It's going to want you to take action in some way, shape, or form. So whatever you've been postponing or delaying or not really doing or whatever, you're going to be asked to take some action, because both the Sun and Mercury stimulate that Mars, and Mars himself is pretty busy. Okay, Venus, she goes from 13 Libra to 22 Libra. So she's really zipping along. Now what she's going to do when she hits 22 on the weekend, that's the degree that Saturn's going to station at. And that's the degree that we're going to say we're going to join partners in. So the stuff, that I've been saying to you, decide between now and November 4th, the stuff you really want. Anything after November 4th, you get to negotiate. Saturn hits Juno on the August 2nd, on the 22nd degree of Libra. So we have a very strong commitment story this week. Venus trines the nodes of fate on the 28th. She is arguing with Chiron on the 28th, so, she's irritable and cranky and not a happy girl. And then she is joining with Saturn on the 29th, September 29th, which is Friday. So as she hits Saturn, she says, okay, I'm making a commitment to you. I'm vowing to be your partner. I want to be your mate. Then she also has a little bit of an argument with Eris, the goddess of discord, and with health issues on the 1st and 2nd. So we can find that we're a little sick on Saturday and Sunday. Now, I often find that a lot of times when we have to do these deep emotional decisions, it does produce a physical thing in our body. So if you're feeling a little ill this week, or you're feeling a little under the weather, There is a lot of deciding energy. It's all in air and fire, though. Not in earth and water. It's in air and fire. So it's intellectual stuff. And the intellectual stuff we tend to think of as, well, it's just running around in my head. But no, it's running around in your head, and those little thoughts are making your body do things, whether you like it or not. It's giving you an upset stomach, giving you, you know, sleepless nights, giving you bad dreams. Yeah, you don't think that affects your body? It does. So on the weekend, you may find, this weekend, the 1st and the 2nd of October, that you really need to give yourself a little extra time to recover. And it doesn't have to be like recover because you're sick, but recover because you need a bed day, or you need a day where you don't have to talk to anybody. Mars goes from 4 Libra to 7 Libra, and he's the busy guy this week. Now, he's in fire, so he's much happier than he was the last month or so when he was in Cancer, but he is also a little more opinionated when he's in fire. And we love Mars in Leo because he's just, you know, he's loud and he's proud and he says what he wants. And this week he argues with Pluto on the 27th. He's a little anxious, he's a little stressed, and he's a little, I don't know, maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. And my feeling is, yeah, either way, you know, you're going to have to make some kind of adjustment. And, you know, the point of this is what I want and I want everything, it's like, nah, it's not happening. You got to make an adjustment. You got to pick. Something's going to make you have to pick, so you have to pick. So be clear what you want. Have kind of an idea in your mind. What is intent, or what is the vision? Then we look at Pluto. He's got a health aspect on the 27th, so that'll be when you find out what you're going to be sick with on the 1st and the 2nd. And then we also have a number of aspects with Juno, who's upset. She's just kind of arguing and unhappy, and she's, you know, Juno is the principle of marriage, the traditional principle. Now, when we see Juno irritated in the heavens, and she is right now, she's feeling like she's not getting her propers. There's always inside of us, there's a wish. And a lot of times what we find when we're in relationships with someone is we're in relationship with them because they kind of fed our wish, or our wish was allowed to bloom while we were with them. And by wish, I mean whatever the thing is you really deeply want in your insides. And that wish is really deep and very, very strong and very, very powerful. And very often we take our wish and we give it to people and they can't do it for us. That's not their job, not their role, not their point, not their purpose, but they look like they could. So there's no harm or foul in looking at the person that you're with and knowing that they can't fulfill the wish that you have, but they did make you aware of the wish that you had, meaning you get it now. You know that's your wish. And you're looking at them and you're going, they're not giving me what I want. And, you know, the part of you that goes, well, maybe they'll change. This is the next chunk of time. They're not going to change unless they really, really want to. But they probably don't want to. So really what you have to do is look and say, my wish is for this. What do I want to do about this? Do I want to go cause some problems and change it up and make it a mess? Do I want to work with it as it is, knowing that my wish is this, they're not going to give it to me, and if I keep yelling at them, you have to give me my wish, you have to give me my wish. You know, they're going to look at you at some point and go, I'm not Aladdin. I don't have this little belly you can rub to get your wishes to come true. But if we understand it's our wish, our deep wish inside of us, we can go make that come true ourselves, right? That's the goal. That's the whole idea. Consciousness, integrating your chart, understanding who you are and why you're here, understanding what that wish is for. That wish that you have, there's nothing wrong with it. But you're looking at the wrong people, or you've asked the wrong person maybe to do it, and they can't. But it's your wish. You can do it. That's the part to remember. You're not like out in the cold here. You just have to give yourself permission to say, this is my wish, and I really love my wish, and I really want it to come true, so I'm going to go work on it myself, and I'm not going to yell at you, partner, or yell at you, friend, or yell at you, group, because you're not doing what I want you to do. I'm going to go make it happen myself. And the British lady has spoken. So the show is over. Didn't get to the callers. I do apologize to you, 207, 404, and 708. I did see your hands raised. There was a lot to say this week. And the moons, I can't tell you the closing aspect because I didn't bring it, but there is a new moon in Libra. We're starting a new cycle around relationships. It is exactly in the middle of the T-square. So really get clear on your wish, what you want in your relationships, so that you can send it out into the world and get it. Take care. This is Ann Ortley, your astrologer, sitting here at my brown desk in my hotel room in Tempe, Arizona. How exciting. And now I'm going to go put on my wet bathing suit and go back and sit by the pool because it's only 4 o'clock in the afternoon here. And I'm going to go finish reading my book and write my column and burn my sunburned nose a little more. So have a really great week, folks. Take care and talk to you next week. Bye.